Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, I don't know about you. Well, first, let me say welcome to the third hour of the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. It's Friday afternoon. It's a Friday I've been looking forward to, and you are listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. And not only was I looking forward to this Friday, I have been looking forward to the holidays this year, because I feel like for me, the holidays were a bust last year all the way around. No family, no friends, no outings, no nothing. But this year, things are looking up, including Light Up, not night, Light Up Weekend in downtown. Here to fill in some of the details, Jeremy Waldrop, the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, joins me now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Lynn, thanks so much. And I have to say first, congratulations on your retirement. We are so happy for you. You've been such an important journalist and storyteller for our region. We're extremely grateful for the work that you've done and the impact that you've had on our city. So thank you so much.
Oh, isn't that kind of you to say? And, you know, I will tell anyone that we have amazing stories out here about this region that need to be told. And Light Up Night is one of them. I told someone earlier today when I worked on TV, I always wanted to work Light Up Night. I would run, pick my kids up from school, come back. I did my live shots, and then we made a night of it.
I love to hear that, and you have been an important part of it. And you mentioned one of the things that made us kind of determine that we should move Light Up Night to Saturday is the fact that parents are rushing around, they're getting off work, they're running home, they're running to school, they're picking up their kids and trying to get back down. We're like, hey, we took a year off, let's rethink this. Let's see how we can make this more family-friendly and a better experience for everyone trying to get in and out of the city on a busy Friday night. So, yes, it's moved to Saturday, but we do have a whole host of activities all weekend long.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'm glad you explained that, because I did wonder, you know, what the thought process was by moving to Saturday, although it makes perfect sense for sure. But now it's almost like Light Up Weekend. So there still will be some events on Friday night as well.
It is. Yeah. We couldn't let the party completely stop on Friday night. So we're encouraging folks to come down. We will be opening up the People's Gas Holiday Market in Market Square, so you can come down and look at all these new and returning vendors into the square. To make that night memorable, we are having a Merry Karaoke team tournament. So the winner of the team tournament will get a sizable $5,000 cash prize to be split between the team and their nonprofit charity. And I was thinking that you and Larry Richard and Rick Dayton could be an incredible combination for our tournament.
Well, you know what? What qualifies as a karaoke team?
Well, we're asking for amateurs, and that's about all the qualifications that we have.
Oh,
we're
We do meet the criteria, if that's what it is, amateur.
So, yes. So we'd love to have you. Just start warming up now. I know that you know every Christmas song there is.
Oh, my goodness. I just saw that some radio stations are getting ready to roll out their Christmas music right now, and I got so excited about that. So, yeah, I do. And so now if you want to participate in that, though, is this the sign-up time? I mean, I'm guessing you have to do something in advance.
Now is the time, yes. You can go to our website where all things holidays for Pittsburgh is there. downtownpittsburgh.com. It will direct you to the holiday website. You can sign up for Merry Karaoke. You can also learn about the world's largest pickle ornament that we will be unveiling on that Friday night. Folks may remember that we tried to do that in 2020, but 2020 struck again, and our pickle balloon popped during inflation. This year, we have a new and improved, made especially to be an ornament, pickle that we'll be unveiling. So we're very excited about that, and special thanks to Heinz for their support of that. It's such a unique Pittsburgh-only experience.
Oh, absolutely. Well, once you say pickles, that has Pittsburgh all over it. Now, talk me through Saturday, because I'm guessing because you're moving the event to Saturday, it starts earlier or not necessarily?
It does, yeah. So one more thing on Friday night, the rink at PVG Place will be opening up. They have a brand new tree on the center ice there, so you can come down for all those festivities. And then Saturday, the day starts early. The holiday market will be booming. We'll have live music throughout the day. We'll have kind of everyone's favorites during light up night with the glistening skyline and tree lighting. The Highmark Christmas tree over on Penn Avenue in Stanwix is one of my most favorite experiences. That will, of course, be lighting up. We'll also have national recording artists, American authors. They'll be joining us. Mr. Smalls, everybody's favorite Millville music venue, will bring us an all-star Beatles tribute band with 15 local musicians performing Beatles classics. We're also welcoming Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. He'll be performing for us. Up at the City County Building, we'll be doing the tree lighting up there, and the Market Square Sphere tree will be lighting. So it's going to be an amazing weekend in downtown Pittsburgh. And this is my 10th light up night. I moved to Pittsburgh in 2011, this is my 10th one. And people are like, oh, yeah, you get to do this kind of holiday event in Pittsburgh. I'm like, sure, that's great. I mean, I just can't tell you how much fun this is and how blown away I was the first time I saw it, and how we welcome the holiday season like no other city.
Well, I was going to say, so many places, it's like as soon as Halloween is over, they start talking about the holidays. But the way we do it here in downtown Pittsburgh is different than any other place that I know of.
It is. It is a magical time, and there's such history and legacy behind all of this stuff. But there's some new celebrations that we'll be bringing. One thing that that we love is fireworks, right? So our friends at Zambelli are bringing us more fireworks than we've ever had. We'll be shooting off fireworks at the City County tree when we light that up, at the Highmark Christmas tree when that is lit. We'll be doing fireworks, of course, at the end of the night with the BNY Mellon fireworks finale. It's going to be a bigger and better fireworks celebration than we've ever seen at Light Up Night.
Oh, my goodness. And nobody loves fireworks more than we did. Do me a favor, because I want to just ask you a little bit about parking and that kind of stuff. I got to do a quick check on traffic. We'll come right back, if that's okay.
That sounds great.
Jeremy Waldrop, the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, is on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline with me. We're talking about Light Up Weekend. He's been gracious enough to hang around. So I wanted to, as we checked in with Paul on traffic, I wanted to just circle back, Jeremy, because I know that for a lot of folks, they haven't been downtown in a long time. So this Light Up Weekend is going to be their first time coming back into town. Are there any special deals or anything people should know about driving or parking or getting there early or any of that kind of stuff?
Yes. Well, first I'll say is we've missed you. We've been down here. We've been waiting on you. We're rolling out the red carpet. There are dozens of small businesses, hundreds of restaurants that are anxiously awaiting your return. As far as parking, we have 42,000 parking spaces in downtown Pittsburgh, so that should not be a problem. We've been talking to our friends at the Port Authority. They're going to make sure that we have all the buses we need to get folks in and out of downtown Pittsburgh as efficiently as possible. And, traffic is always a pain on Light Up Night, and we're really hoping that this Saturday event will help eliminate some of that and get folks in here and feeling festive after a night of activity. As festive as they do in the middle as they're headed home.
Well, and I would think too, Jeremy, by moving it to Saturday, then you don't have as many people trying to get into downtown at one time because it can be staggered throughout the afternoon and into the evening.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so the event will start at noon. So folks can kind of filter in all day. If you have young kids, you can come down. You can see Santa. He will be in the holiday market all season long via Zoom again this year. We had to keep Santa safe. We know that kids are starting to get vaccinated, which I'm very thankful for, but he will be over Zoom this year visiting us from the North Pole, but that'll be a great opportunity. So on Light Up Night, you can come down throughout the day and you can stay as long as you'd like. I don't know if you get to check out the Allegheny Overlook. It's a pop-up park that we had this summer on 14 King Boulevard. We're bringing that back.
Yes.
The BNY Mellon
stage. Oh, awesome.
The fireworks finale will be at the Overlook, and we're going to have our friends, the Brew Gentlemen, will be there. So you can come down and have a couple of cold drinks and maybe some Mormons as well. Some delicious food, partners at the Warren. Some other food trucks will be down here. So it promises to be just an amazing weekend and something that I think you mentioned it and we've all missed kind of coming together, especially for important community events like this.
Absolutely. So at the end of the day, the best thing to do is go to the website and folks can kind of figure out where they want to go, what time they want to get there and get all the details.
That's right. DowntownPittsburgh.com. It lists everything. You can find out when the symphony's playing. They'll be playing multiple performances on Light Up Night. You can find out all the details on our website.
And I will talk to Rick and Larry. Now, I got to tell you, I can sing. I don't know about those other two, but we'll talk and see what we can come up with. Well, thanks for joining us
today.
Everything
needs someone to carry them, so that's your job. Do it. We would love to see you.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it. It sounds like a great weekend.
Thanks, Lynn.
And I tell you what, you know, if you've been away from downtown for a while, and I know a lot of people who have, I do get downtown every now and then, and you can see where it is slowly starting to show signs of life, signs of energy. By the time we get to Light Up Weekend, it's going to be going in full gear. So mark your calendar now. And I love the fact that it's a weekend because I'm sure for working parents trying to get home from work, get the kids picked up from school, get them something to eat, get downtown. That was a lot. This way you can do it on your terms. We'll take a break and come back with more. You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.